Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning. No Dan Reefer today. We have Alex Risen from ABC 36. Good morning, Alex.
His better half from ABC 36 back when he was there.
That's
what I like to think.
You are his better half.
Oh, thank you.
So we're so excited to have you in here this morning. We have a ton to talk about. So we've got the Belmont, and we're going to talk to Todd Schrupp from TVG about that. We've got Mac Jones decommitting. We're going to talk to Justin Roiland about that from Rivals. But I have to get this out of the way first. So Alex and his lovely wife do not have kids yet.
We don't.
Dan and I do, and so we talk about them a lot.
You do have
yes,
children.
and we do talk about them a lot. But I have the story to end all stories today.
Okay.
And this is going to be tough for the listeners because you're going to see something that they can't see because this is on the radio. So my son broke his first bone.
Oh.
This week. He plays a lot of baseball. We were in the semifinal game coming up. Well, the semifinal game was last night.
It's not the time you want to break a bone either.
Right. So he plays basketball, baseball, all sorts of things. How do you think his first bone gets broken?
I'm going to say running, just simply running to first base.
The answer is video games.
Oh.
He broke
How about that?
His hand playing Wii tennis.
I was way off.
Yeah. So he's going for this forehand slam and hits his hand on the table, takes his fingernail clean off, slices the nail bed, and fractures his finger in three spots.
That's commitment, though.
It's disgusting. So here is the picture of his nail.
I'm excited to see this. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's so disgusting. So now, as a 10-year-old boy, his baseball season is done. He cannot swim. He cannot play basketball for a month. Yes.
I'm not quite sure how you do that.
Yeah, I know. Wii tennis.
What kind of table do you have?
Isn't that crazy? Wii tennis ruined his summer and essentially mine because now he can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't send him outside. I can't send him to the pool.
Go play. Leave me alone.
I know.
You can't even say, hey, why don't you just go play Wii tennis?
Yes, I can't. He can't play the Xbox right now. It's horrible.
Where there's a will, there's a way, though. He'll figure out the video games.
Yeah, the video game thing will probably get figured out. That will probably get figured out. Hey, 381-1313, if you want to jump in this morning. Alex, you're from Louisville, right?
I am.
How proud of your city were you yesterday?
It was pretty neat, you know, just kind of watching it on social media. I was not there because I was at the state baseball tournament here in Lexington, so anyway.
Quite similar.
A little different, but it was neat. I mean, growing up in Louisville, you hear about Muhammad Ali, you know, you see everything. The coolest moment that I remember was being at the Orange Bowl in 2007, I think. No. Yeah, it was 2007. I kind of remember when I went down there. For Louisville, Wake Forest, and Muhammad Ali was one of the honorary captains and went out to midfield with Arnold Palmer. And just kind of seeing him out there and being so close to the field, it was probably the neatest moment for me that I had to interact with him because I'm a young pup, so I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Get to watch him, you know, in his prime or anything, obviously. So, but it was so neat just to see him out there and representing Louisville in that moment too.
And Louisville was always, I mean, it was always something for him.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he never left. Essentially,
no.
He always came back. He never shied away from that was where he was from. You know, he loved that place.
Yeah.
And it's rare to find that anymore.
I think somebody from Louisville, when somebody's proud to be from Louisville, you know, my mom used to be a recruiter and would try to get lawyers and stuff to come to Louisville. And when she would even say Louisville, a lot of them would laugh at her like, well, that's, you know, where's that at? And it's like, first of all, you haven't even been there.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people think, oh, just Podunk, Kentucky and Podunk, Louisville. it's actually a pretty neat town. Why don't you come visit?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff to do. So it was nice just to know, though, hey, he was a superstar on another level, and he loved the fact that he was from Louisville, Kentucky.
I think from all the coverage and all the stuff that I saw from, I mean, the, you know, celebrities from all walks of life were there, and just people from all over the world who Ali had an impact on. Louisville certainly put its best foot forward. Yeah. And they, you know, I saw Will Smith, you know, said that he will definitely be back. It was the most warm and loving city he'd been to. And, you know, what they did was amazing.
It seemed more like a celebration, too, you know.
It was.
Instead of when you hear memorial service, you know, you think, I always think Memorial Day if I think memorial. And, you know, sure, you can go have a hot dog, whatever, but it's time to reflect and kind of honor the people who've, you know, fought for you and everything. And then memorial service kind of sounds like it might be somber or something, but it was nice that it was more of a celebratory type deal instead of just, oh, we've lost, you know, we've lost such a, you know, a great person. Let's remember those times and bring them back. I mean, when you hear Bill Clinton, Billy Crystal,
I know,
and just the people who came out, and like you said, Will Smith is a pallbearer. It's just kind of like, this is crazy that, you know, this many people, you know, he had such an impact on, and the level of where they're at.
I feel like, just knowing what we all know about Muhammad Ali, he would have wanted it to be a celebration.
Yeah.
And it was. And then it's just one of those, he's one of those special people. Like when someone dies, it's, you always, they're all of a sudden like, there was no better person.
Yeah.
You know, that,
and it
that
gets
happened
to be, yeah.
And in this case, it was, you know, like, everything that was being said about him was actually true.
Yeah, and for us,
and it was said during his lifetime as well, which is nice.
I think the other thing too, growing up, and then at first wanting to be a sports writer, just the poetry. You know, we don't get that in a soundbite anymore. You know, we don't get an athlete that talks and speaks with just an amazing, you know, vernacular and just hits you. I mean, it's so great to go back and listen to that stuff. Just because you don't hear it anymore. You know, you hear the canned, oh, great, here we go again. Yeah, the other team played great. Or the other guy played great. He's such a great, you know, competitor, and I'm such a great competitor. You know, it's so bland, and Ali never gave you that. It was never, yeah, he tried real hard, or, you know, it was, no, he's not as good as me, and I'm going to put him on the mat, and this is the way it's going to be, and it's exciting. I'm going to say it in a fun way, too. I wish I could have covered somebody like that.
And he had a relationship with, you know, some of the media. Some of it was tenuous, and
yeah,
some of it
Cassell.
Was, you know, fun. And even I, Alex, don't remember his fights. I know you want to ask me what it was like to watch the Thriller in Manila, but yeah. I do not remember.
MJP, do you remember hearing sporting events on the radio?
What was your first black and white baseball game
like? Yeah.
Like, what was Babe Ruth actually like? I don't remember. I know it seems like, and Josh.
Do you remember when FDR flipped the fake switch for the first Reds game?
Josh is like 16, so he's a baby.
I think he's older than
25?
Me.
25?
Oh, no, he's not.
Never thought it looked so good, right?
Yeah. Right, yes. I never thought 25 could look so good.
It's a vision.
That is accurate. Okay.
Breath of fresh air there.
Yeah. So the Muhammad Ali celebration was yesterday. Actually, on ESPN Radio here, they carried the whole thing. And just listening to people talk, it was, I don't recall anything like this because it's been a full week.
It has been, yeah.
Remembering of coverage. I think to me the closest thing that I can remember to it was when Princess Di died.
I remember that being, I mean, I was younger. We were actually in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. That's one of those things, like, you will always remember where you were. I got up thinking I was going to watch cartoons. Mom and Dad were still asleep on the vacation, and then there were no cartoons.
Yeah, because that was still when we didn't have 8 billion channels, maybe. And
so I'm, you know, poking the parents, hey, get up. What's going on?
Yeah.
There are no cartoons. And they're trying to explain, you know, Mom's now freaking out. And you're like, what is going on? You know, why is Mom upset? You know, I'm upset because there's no cartoons, but she's upset because whatever's going on television, I don't know what this is. But yeah.
And she was a world figure, and that was, you know, I think Muhammad Ali, you kind of expected at some point this was going to happen because he was older and, you know, battling Parkinson's and all that. Princess Di was taken, you know.
Unexpectedly.
But she was still like a huge global figure. This celebration that's lasted about a week is unlike anything that, I think I can remember. And it's been very cool because I don't, you know, admittedly didn't know everything there was to know about Ali. And had, you know, myself looked up some YouTube things and stuff that I'd never seen before or heard before. And
now you can find everything on YouTube, which is great. Yeah. Hopefully kids and, you know, people that had no interaction, even if they're adults, hopefully they looked up something.
Yeah.
And thought, yeah, like I know Muhammad Ali, but I don't know him. You know, what was he really like? Hopefully they picked up a book or an article and got to know a little bit more about him.
I can't imagine a modern athlete saying some of the things that he said and what would happen. the internet would explode, the world would go nuts.
Yeah. The instant, you know, there's the thing too. You don't have the social media impact, you know, I guess back when Prince died, you know, passed away. So it's different because now you have all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to know exactly what happened, when it happened, you know, what are all the details.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I thought Louisville was an incredible scene yesterday, and the city should be very proud. I think they did the champ right.
Yeah.
They sent him off in the best possible way. So coming up at 10:30, we're going to talk to Justin Rowland from Rivals.com about this Mac Jones decommitment, which just... You know, I guess it wasn't a surprise or a shock to me, but he had been asked so many times about it and kept saying, you know, don't worry. And
again, part of the social media, this day and age, everybody gets so jacked up for these verbal commitments that, you know, it's just, these days it's weird. I don't even like to cover the verbal commitments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you remember Jason Hatcher's verbal commitment to USC when it was covered by Rivals. And then it was, oh, by the way, not going to USC, reopening, down to U of L and UK, now that, you know, some stuff is shaking up. But it's just, until the kid's even on campus, it's like you really don't even want to talk about it.
But
just,
you have to talk about
but
it.
You have to talk about it because everybody talks about it. But it's you wish that you didn't have to talk about it because half these kids aren't even coming.
Yeah.
The verbal commits are going to change. They're going to flip. You're probably going to steal a kid or two away from somewhere else. Maybe another guy kind of jumps up from a 3 to a 4 and you steal him away from a smaller program. I guess it stinks just because it's going to Alabama, right? Like,
well, and I...
You had a great kid.
Please, I understand it.
Yeah.
I get it. I would go to Alabama.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I would go to Alabama. But
why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Damian Harris.
Why wouldn't you?
He picked Bama.
I think with Damian, it was never...
A question.
Yeah, but he never was like BBN all the way and then flipped. And you feel bad because they are 17-year-olds and you don't have the capacity to make life decisions and listen to, you know, take.
And he's wanting to get people jacked up too, right? Like he's excited.
Of course,
so let's all be behind me and go Cats.
Yeah. And then
until Nick Saban comes calling.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Justin Rowland about that coming up at 10:30. And then just the absolute forgotten jewel of the Triple Crown this year because there's not even a rematch between Nyquist and Exaggerator. There's nothing on the line. I'm really hyping up Todd Schrupp's appearance.
Yeah.
But
make sure to listen.
Right.
Because there's so much at stake.
Because it doesn't matter.
In the race that no horse will ever run as far.
I'm sure NBC is thrilled today of the 17 people that will be watching the Belmont.
I did watch their NBC Belmont Access coverage that was on NBC Sports Network full 2 hours yesterday. And poor Tom Hammond.
I mean, they
talked about last year a lot. he kept talking about how great that Triple Crown was. I'll never see one again, maybe. And you're like, Tom, don't. You never know, man. Just hang in there. Yeah, not this year, but.
So at 10:45, we're going to talk to Todd Schrupp about the Belmont. I mean, listen, maybe you still want to bet on it.
Yeah, betting's fun.
Yeah, so
making money's always good. So listen in.
We'll maybe find a way for you to make money on that. And then we will. Alex has been out at the state baseball tournament, so we'll talk a little bit about that. New format this year.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan.
We're in the middle of June. You know what I mean?
Yeah. School's been out for almost a month.
These kids need to go hang out in pools and instead of sweating out on a state championship field, you know, and worried about what their, you know, summer's going to be, what next weekend. It's just, I feel like it just builds it up a little too much. Let's do it in one weekend, just like it used to be. I don't know. We'll chat about it again.
Well, yeah,
later,
we'll talk about that coming up in our 11 o'clock hour. 381-1313, or you can tweet the show at Alex Rise and at MJP18. Stay with us. We'll be back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks. No games, no high pressure, just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Hey y'all, Bo Hunter here, and I have some exciting news about my favorite store, R&R Archery in Georgetown. R&R Archery is now offering group lessons. That's right, you can sign up for a one-hour introductory session, and if you like it, you can sign up for a six-week group session. Bring a friend or the entire family and have fun learning about the great sport of archery. They also offer intermediate group lessons, and private lessons are available too. More details, you can call R&R Archery at 502-868-5020 or visit their website at rnrarchery.com. That's rnrarchery.com. In between lessons, you can always practice on the indoor practice range. Of course, R&R Archery stocks a full line of loaded bows that won't break your wallet. This is Bo Hunter, and with group or private lessons, you can hit your target every time with R&R Archery. R&R Archery, 106 Osborne Way, just off I-75 in the Walmart Shopping Center in Georgetown.
The Lexington Rodeo rides into the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull-riding, mutton-busting, steer-wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA-sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th, from the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports. Sports Radio 1300.
Picture 250 acres of rolling green meadows. Now picture yourself playing golf on one of the most beautiful golf courses anywhere. You're picturing Griffin Gate Golf Club, newly renovated by iconic golf architect Reese Jones. Your Griffin Gate golf experience will be second to none. Call 859-288-6193 to make a tee time or visit griffingategolf.com. Memberships are available as well. The Griffin Gate Golf Club, golf heaven in Central Kentucky.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back in. We've got Alex Risen from ABC 36 sitting in for Dan Reefer today. Dan and his family are on vacay in Florida. It may be hotter here.
I'm just excited because I finally get to do the show with you instead of Dan.
Right, which is so much better.
I worked with Dan plenty, yeah. So, you know, we're done. We're over it.
It's not as exciting to see Dan
anymore. It's official.
Anymore.
It's just like, Dan's here again. You know, right. Here we are. I thought we were done seeing each other. That was the whole point.
Like, what Cubs t-shirt is Dan going to have on today?
Is he wearing the hat? I don't know. Are the Bears going to beat the Packers? No, Dan, they're not. Great question. I'm so glad that you have Danny Trevathan. I still hate you.
I still hate you. Do you know that Brett Dawson was on our show like two or three weeks ago? And at the end, Brett goes, "Hey, remember when you almost fought Cutler?"
That was good.
It was awesome.
I still talk every so often. If I see Brent, we still talk. Hey, what would have been? You know.
Like if they would have just let that go for two more minutes.
Yeah.
Just to have seen what
Mets Camfield. Listen, Mets, if you're listening out there, you should have just kept quiet. There was no need to go get Dwayne Peavy to break that up. Let some things happen.
Right. Something.
You can't step in the way of destiny and fate. At some point in life, there has to be a showdown.
Look on Dan's face.
Beyond priceless.
Oh my God, when Brett brought it up, it was amazing. And then he had to talk about it.
We couldn't talk about it. Dan, that was the rule, though. Dan was like, "Look, I don't want to talk about it."
Right, I know. And I was
Dan, we got to talk about it.
Right, I was on the other side of the ring, right? I was in the other corner, also don't want to talk about it, right?
Like, come on, no, this is great.
And then we had to talk about it on the radio because it was brought up.
Great job, Brett.
It was awesome.
Good job, my man.
It was awesome.
You really could just, that was just a that was piece of, because awesome. We did that. We do skits on Friday nights for High School Highlight Reel. And so I was wanting to do the skit like behind Dan's back. I was going to put a mustache on and everything and like fake fight Dan and not tell him about it. And that would be our little 40 second intro. I got vetoed.
Yeah. I feel like he wouldn't have liked that.
It would have been funny, though.
It would have been amazing. So speaking of Bears and Packers.
Yeah.
Good segue. Have you been watching The Bachelorette? And Aaron Rodgers' brother is clearly a front runner.
Killing it.
Now, I do remember Aaron Rodgers' brother. I try to stay away from The
Vandy?
Bachelorette. Yes.
Yeah.
But I do remember he was a pretty good quarterback. And apparently the ladies like him.
Yeah. Well, not his ex.
Well, you know,
she's been.
There's always a few crazies in there, you know.
she's been instaing some stuff about him.
Oh, gosh.
For sure.
Oh, man. That can't be good.
But Ben Roethlisberger was on The Bachelorette last week. And Hines Ward. So they had taken them to hang out with the Steelers. It was one of their group dates.
I don't know if that's.
And he said, which one is Aaron's brother?
Ooh.
Right. And I'm like, the one that looks exactly like Aaron,
yeah.
The only one who knows how to throw a football, that's him.
Just look around. Yeah. Survey the crowd, Ben.
Right. But I did think that was funny. And you could tell that the Bachelorette was kind of feeling Ben Roethlisberger. And I was afraid he was going to do something to her.
Well.
But he kind of has that reputation.
I'll leave you out. You said it, not me.
But I do enjoy The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
I did watch one season with the wife. We were talking about that in the break.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one it was, but it was great.
I think that's how husbands get sucked in. But I think that they always use that excuse. I watched it with my wife. I watched it with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but did you see that Sean and Catherine got married and now they're having a baby? So I think dudes like it just as much as...
I honestly don't remember the name, so I don't know if they got married or not. But I always love seeing and hearing the, oh, this is such an intimate moment. Like, I'm so glad we got to spend it. Yeah, except for you, the camera crew, and the national audience.
Right.
Yeah, it's such an intimate moment between the two of you.
But so think back to before you got married and before you met Jamie.
Right.
Would you have ever done The Bachelor?
No.
No, that doesn't seem appealing to have all those women fawning after you?
No.
Like a bunch of gorgeous women?
Well, wouldn't that just be life in general?
It's not for me. Like, I've never had...
Thank you, Josh.
That's not the life I live. But you may have lived that life, Alex. That may have been your life. Without the cameras. You wouldn't have done it if they had asked you to be The Bachelor?
No.
That's...
Here's the thing. Because I put that into the same realm, and this may make no sense to anyone else, but I put it in the same realm as like Match.com or other stuff. I just, for me, that's just not my thing. It's forced. That's how I see it. And I know you meet people anyway, right? So why can't you just meet this person and it was forced? It's no different than meeting somebody through work or whatever, you know, or this or that, or going out with your friends. You're still meeting people. But to me, it's just different. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't want to be meeting, you know. How many of the relationships have been successful? Do you know? Bachelor and Bachelorette?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure it's less than half. for sure.
And 50 is the national average, isn't it? Still?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just.
So maybe they're batting pretty close to what you get anyway.
They probably are. But, I mean, it's clear that obvious. I mean, there's a guy on this season who's. It's obvious he's on steroids. He's basically said.
I like steroids.
Yes. And is always like, pumping, like every 10 seconds. And. Goes into a roid rage, like, oh. All the time, is trying to kill people.
That's appealing, isn't it?
But they keep, course, every other guy's like, oh, if he is still here this week,
yeah,
what does that say about her? And of course, like, she's going to keep him because the producers are saying,
right,
this dude's crazy, so we need to keep him on the show.
Yeah, it's called ratings.
Yeah.
There are still writers on reality television.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, you know at this point, like, so much of it is staged, and they all want to be rich and famous, and that's why they're on the show. So
and they will likely not be rich or famous after the television show.
They do get their 15 minutes.
Like, they get 15.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait, what do I do now?
Right, then you go on Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Look, could your bosses be happier that we are pumping up all these ABC shows, though?
Keep them coming.
Okay.
I'm sure they love it.
Well, I do. I love The Bachelorette. So we're going to talk to Justin Rowland coming up after the break. I want to know what's more disappointing, to find out that Mac Jones is not coming to Kentucky and instead going to Alabama, or having your quarterback's coach trolled by Lane Kiffin, or what? Just the fact that Darren Hinshaw tweeted what he tweeted at all.
Hey. Don't mess with DH. I mean, he comes in, hits it out of the park. You know what I mean?
I thought Lamar Thomas was the one with the Twitter game.
Lamar Thomas is strong.
He is. He does have a strong Twitter game.
Different Twitter game.
But Darren Hinshaw really surprised me. So
yeah, Coach T's just coming at you and punching you in the face. Hinshaw's subtle.
Oh, subtweet.
With the subtweet. Yeah, that's not Lamar Thomas's style.
No, he lets you know. But Lane Kiffin also is a subtweeter with his Bitmoji. Did you see the Done and Done Bitmoji?
Lane Kiffin, well.
We'll talk about that with Justin Rowland coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-693-0243.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-693-0243. 800-693-0243. That's 800-693-0243.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are, as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Dad, I got a fish!
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day Sale. take 40% off Cabela's Tourney Trail Rods, $200 off a Traeger Liltex Pro Bronze Grill, and $30 off Merrill Reflex Hikers and Mocs. Plus, spend $150 and get $25 in Cabela's Bucks. Good on your next purchase. Minimum purchase required. See store for details. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale. In-store and online at Cabela's.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Little bad blood between Lane Kiffin and Darren Hinshaw this week. Good job, Josh.
I love Taylor Swift.
You're getting so much better at this. We're raising you right.
Dan would be proud.
We want to welcome in the publisher of Cats Illustrated right now, the Kentucky Rivals site, Justin Rowland, who's definitely been a busy, busy man this week because of the big news of 2017 quarterback Mac Jones flipping his commitment from Kentucky to Alabama. Justin, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Thank you. I know I've hit it big when I get the Taylor Swift lead in. It's the first time that's ever happened.
Lucky some shows you. Just don't know how to do it, you know?
So, did you see this coming?
No, I didn't. I did a radio show on Friday. And the day before his decommitment or his flip, Mac was planning on going on the show, and he was really excited. He was looking forward to talking about Kentucky and presumably telling everybody how solid he was. And I didn't even know he was camping at Alabama, so it was a big shock to me.
So what do you think it was? I mean, obviously, it's Alabama, it's Nick Saban, it's all of that, so you can understand it. But is there something that you think made him switch?
Yeah, I would say four things. Number one, it is Alabama, Nick Saban, and they just got a lot of pull right now in the recruiting world. Number two, beyond just being, you know, the school with four out of the last seven national championships, it's an offense that will really make him look good because he's not going to have to run around and do a lot of stuff with his legs. Number three, I think he was a little bit concerned by the fact that Kentucky has offered a lot of dual-threat quarterbacks from, like, the 2018 class. He knows that they kind of tailor-made the offense for him because he's that good. But he looked at, like, hey, they offered this Jaren Williams kid. They offered Phil Jurkovic. These athletic quarterbacks. And he probably was concerned about the direction of the offense. And the last thing that hasn't gotten a lot of play is after Darren Hinshaw was hired, after Eddie Grant were hired, it took them like a month to reach out to him. And, you know, once they reached out, they kind of ironed everything out and made him feel wanted. But I think that made him waver a little bit. He kind of was concerned as did they feel as strongly about him as maybe recruiting analysts and scouts and guys like me did. So it was a combination of things.
We're talking with Justin Rowland from Cats Illustrated, the Kentucky Rivals site. Why would they wait a month to reach out to him?
Well, I think at first they were very concerned with the 2016 class. You know, they came in and they're the two quarterback transfers, Toles and Reese Phillips, and they were left with Drew Barker and Gunnar Hoke was going to be coming in, but they had to get another guy. So the priority was finding that junior college guy, Steven Johnson. That took up a lot of their time, and they felt really good about Walker Wood, the quarterback from Lafayette, because they had evaluated him when they were at Cincinnati. And so, you know, a lot of times when quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators come in, they want to get their guys. They want their guys. And incidentally, that's how Kentucky ended up with Chris Westry. You know, the guys at Auburn came in and they wanted their guys, and Westry wasn't one of their guys. Maybe the same dynamic at play with Mac Jones until they finally watched him and they're like, hey, this kid's really good. But by that point, I think that he was a little bit concerned.
I've seen Walker a lot, just obviously because he's at Lafayette, Justin. I feel like a lot of times maybe somebody gets, you know, kind of written off because he's just the quarterback from Lexington. And people don't get excited about something like that. And, I mean, yeah, he's a little unpolished, but he's certainly an exciting player to watch. How much have you seen of him? And then, you know, should fans, you know, be down in the dumps, if you're a Kentucky fan? Or should you kind of be looking at, hey, look, we still have some quarterbacks and we have some options, and this Walker Wood kid is maybe better than we think, and it could be just like a Mac Jones situation. Will everybody else, you know, wait until later and start getting higher on him?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in between. I think it's definitely a shot to the gut to lose Mac Jones because he has a lot of the intangible qualities that I look for in a college quarterback. Maybe not the NFL, you know, size and the velocity, but a lot of the things you want in a great college quarterback. But they like Walker Wood. They evaluated him at Cincinnati, and they offered him at Cincinnati as a quarterback. And it's unfortunate. Two things are unfortunate for Walker Wood. Number one is the perception, the assumption, really baseless, that they offered him to get to Jedrick Wills. You know, sure. we're gonna offer this guy. We're gonna take this guy because we want his 5-star tackle. And that's not true. I mean, they offered him knowing full well they weren't gonna get Jedrick Wills at Cincinnati. And then the other assumption is he's going to play another position. I don't think he's going to play another position. I don't think he's got the speed to play another position, so that tells me they like him as a quarterback. Now, at the same time, since they got Drew Barker, they've got Gunnar Hope, Steven Johnson, and Walker Wood. You know, not dumping on any of those guys, but there's not, like, a can't-miss guy in that group.
Sure.
So they need to get a good one this year to replace Mac or in 2018 for sure.
What do you make, Justin, of the subtweeting by the coaches?
Yeah, that wasn't a great look, was it? I mean, there was not a whole lot to be gained by that. And I think it's the controversy is a little bit media generated. Like it's not going to have an impact on Kentucky recruiting. Like I watched Darren Henshaw with Jaren Williams, this 2018 guy, this big time quarterback from Georgia. And, you know, obviously, Jaren wasn't bothered by it. I mean, he was cutting up with Henshaw, and they're on great terms. And you know, it becomes a bigger thing than it really was. But I think it was a spur of the moment thing. His ego, maybe his pride, was a little bit hurt. Henshaw's, and you know, he wanted to send a message to recruits that you know we want guys who are going to be here, and you know, going to Alabama, the grass is not always green on the other side. You want to win a championship, maybe, but are you going to be a part of that championship team? Maybe not. And he was trying to communicate that message to fans as well. But, you know, coach taking a shot at a player, even if it wasn't malicious, I don't think a lot good can come from that. So probably won't see that from him in the future.
Yeah, maybe not a lot of good comes from it, but you kind of hinted at it already and said it's not really going to hurt Kentucky's recruiting probably. Flip side, what does it do for Alabama? Same thing. I mean, you know, people are still going to want to play at Alabama, even though Lane Kiffin's maybe punching down a little bit. Or, you know, is there an impact?
I mean, if Lane Kiffin, you know, if his career hasn't been hurt by his by now, I think he's proven to be a little bit more Teflon than this Twitter spat. You know, he's always done a phenomenal job of finding jobs that maybe he is not quite qualified for. That's me taking a shot that may be a little bit unjustified. He's doing a great job at Alabama, and it was very Lane Kiffin for him to retweet that. That was a totally Lane Kiffin thing to do.
And I feel like this is his best job, is his best coaching job that he's done. What he's done as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Like, yeah. I mean, I feel like he's set himself up to get another head coaching job, and someone's going to give it to him.
How dare you say?
I mean, but.
Yeah, parlay this job at Alabama into like being Belichick's successor.
He's gonna swoop in like October and become the president because everyone will be like so disenfranchised with our other two things.
Just give it to Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin he'll be president by the end of the year. It'll be amazing.
It's hard to screw up with that much talent, but I mean I do have to say Saban wanted to speed it up, modernize it, and he's done a really good job with that. And you know, this is the coach who took his USC team to a quote unquote inferior bowl game, and they didn't even show up for the bowl festivities. And you know, Nick Saban is exactly what he needed. So I, you know, maybe he will do a better job at his future stops. I don't think he's going to be there too long, but I wasn't surprised at all to see him retweet that. He probably reveled in it.
He'll probably do it again.
I will say I did like the visor bitmoji. I do.
The done and done.
I've used that one. Yeah, not in a similar circumstance, but I have sent that.
I mean, is he like sitting around surfing websites to come up yes. with these things, or does he have like a GA or somebody recommending, hey, this one would be really good? I mean, we talk about how coaches don't have a lot of time. It sure seems like he's got a lot of time.
So how do you think this this 2016 class shapes up for UK in the fall?
Well, I mean, you think about the guys that have decommitted. DeMarco Archie's the defensive end, James Hudson, the defensive lineman, Mac Jones, a couple other guys. It could be a lot better than it is right now, but I actually like the guys they have right now. There's not that great nucleus of in-state talent to anchor it. But I really like Quentin Bohanna, the defensive lineman they've got from Tennessee. I think he's under the radar. I really like some of the Ohio guys that they still have. Brian Kobach. I watched Brian Kobach in camp, this running back from Ohio that they have. And the kid is lights out. I think he's the best running back that they'll have gotten. He runs like a legit 4.35 40, and
wow.
he's built a lot better than people think he is. So, you know, all of this is really just sound and fury signifying nothing, because the 2014 and 15 classes are going to decide Stoops' fate. But I think the class is still better than people think.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day. I know you've been making the rounds, and I know you've been busy, so we really appreciate your insights. And follow him at Roland Rivals on Twitter. And thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Always enjoy coming on. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Justin.
See you, Justin.
We're going to totally switch gears. Coming up next, we're going to have our boy Todd Schrupp from TVG. We love having him on. He's going to talk Belmont Stakes in a couple minutes here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You curse my name.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
1923. A new car cost $265. A gallon of milk, 56 cents. The average price for a home, $7,800. 1923. The year Hearst Business Supply opened its doors. A local company putting local dollars back into the community. Hearst Business Supply is a third generation family owned business. We've advanced too with more than office products. Hearst now sells break room supplies, advertising specialty items, even Keurig products, and more. Hearst Business Supply is still here, serving the community. Bigger isn't always better. 91 years later, it still rings true.
Be a part of history June 24th through the 26th when Pete Rose is inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame. See the Hit King honored for his legendary career all weekend long, including a special on-field ceremony, commemorative poster giveaway, and number retirement. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS, visit select Kroger locations, or reds.com.
As the temperatures rise, so does the length of your grass. But don't worry, Moses's makes cutting grass simple with great prices. Check out the huge Toro parts sale going on now. All in-stock blades are 50% off. In-stock belts and other Toro parts all 25% off while supplies last. If your lawn equipment needs a part, head on over to Moses's for the huge Toro parts sale going on now while supplies last. 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, across from the Broadway Mini Mart. Moses's, your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
Summer is finally here at Aurora. Complete your outdoor room with savings up to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-line brands. Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready for summer fun and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932. Summer is finally here at Aurora. Get your backyard ready for family fun with a 24-foot above-ground pool package for only $19.95. Don't forget, they offer free professional water testing in-store. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932.
For a little Southern hospitality, it's Something Fun Jewelry and Gift Boutique. Because every girl deserves something fun. Accessories and apparel, gifts for your home, plus gifts for tweens, baby, and special one-of-a-kind wedding gifts. At Something Fun, once you come in, you're family. We specialize in helping you find that perfect gift. Stop in for Something Fun. We're just off Richmond Road in Pageant Village behind Rite Aid in Lexington. And online at somethingfunlexington.com. And like us on Facebook. Something Fun Jewelry and Gift Boutique. Because every girl deserves something fun.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, it's kind of an anticlimactic finish to the Triple Crown season. But nevertheless, the Belmont Stakes is today. And so we have our man, our favorite. I'm going to go with Tide Shrup. Is that right?
I take it you follow me on Twitter, MJP.
Yes. So you went to Starbucks this morning.
Yeah, I went to Starbucks. And they, of course, they ask you, how do you, you know, what's your name? What should I put on the cup? I said Todd, T-O-D-D, and it came back Tide, T-Y-D-E. And it's one thing, I'm used to having my name wrong all the time. My last name is Shrup. That's the burden I've been given in life, so that's fine.
That's your cross to bear.
Yes, but I'm thinking, I've never met anyone named Tide with a Y. Like, I can see there's probably some T-I-D-E's out there, but who's T-Y-D-E?
That's the craze, man. You got to go.
But also, you actually spelled your name to them.
Yeah.
That's right, and I do it very succinctly. T-O, and then sometimes I say double D, but I went T-O-D-D, and it came out T-Y-D-E. I don't know what that means today for the Belmont, if that's good luck or that's bad luck for me, but it got my day off to an interesting start.
I love it. Well, Todd, thank you as always for joining us. So what is the feeling around the park? I mean, is it just another day, or is the excitement, obviously can't be quite as palpable as last year?
Well, look, I mean, that's literally almost a once in a lifetime experience. Let's be honest. It had been 37 years since we had a Triple Crown winner. American Pharoah comes through. I watched grown men who had been around the racetrack forever move to tears. I saw young girls and boys who will be lifetime racing fans who were here to witness it. We won't see a day like that anytime soon, because even if someone were to have accomplished the Triple Crown this year, it just wouldn't have been the same after the 37-year drought last year. Having said that, however, what Belmont has done and what the New York Racing Association has done has realized that this day can't just sit around and wait for what happens in the Kentucky Derby and what happens in the Preakness. In other words, it can't just say, all right, there's not a Triple Crown on the line, so it's just another day. So what they did is they moved the stakes schedule around. And so on this 13-race card today, they have 6 Grade 1 races. Outside of the Breeders' Cup, and maybe even outside of the Kentucky Derby, this is one of the best racing days we will see all year. So the fact that the card is great from beginning to end all the way through the Belmont Stakes keeps the vibe there. So it's somewhere between what you said at the beginning, American Pharoah last year, and then just another day at the races. This is a tremendous betting card. I also think we've seen a very predictable Triple Crown over the last few years. And this Belmont Stakes, to me, is now more wide open. So if you like to play the races and you like to find horses at prices, I think this Belmont card is for you today. So credit to the New York Racing Association. They're not dependent on whether or not there's going to be a Triple Crown on the line on Belmont Day. They have turned this into a must-see day and a must-play day for horse players.
And obviously we wanted to see the Nyquist Exaggerator rematch once again. But Lonnie, the crazy old horse Lonnie, has been getting some play and has seemed to have kind of settled down since getting to Belmont. Is that the case?
Well, I know you kind of tiptoed around settled down. For those who are not familiar, Lanny sometimes would arrive at the racetrack with 5 legs. He does not need horse Viagra. Lanny is a character, to say the least. Yes, he has not had those issues since he's been at Belmont, but he is a Japanese-based horse, and the Japanese-based connections did something that we used to do in America 20 years ago, and that is they decided they were going to run in all 3 races of the Triple Crown. Didn't matter what the result of the Derby was, what the result of the Preakness was, they were in for all 3 races. This is how the Triple Crown used to be. I give great credit to the connections of Lanny, but you're absolutely right. There are personalities, and then there is Lanny. I mean, he's Lady Gaga of this field, if you want to look at it that way. I mean, you can't even begin to describe the antics of this horse. What's significant about Lanny, he's one of 2 horses that will have competed in all 3 races of the Triple Crown. And think about that for a moment. There were 20 horses that went into the starting gate for the Kentucky Derby. Only 2, Exaggerator and him, will have competed in all 3 races. 5 horses that started the Kentucky Derby, set out the Preakness to then come back in the Belmont Stakes. But to the point about Lanny and his quirkiness, Kent DeSormo, who rides Exaggerator, is very concerned about the fact that Lanny lines up in the starting gate right next to him. Yutaka Taki is a world-class jockey who rides Lanny, and Kent's not worried about Yutaka Taki and what he'll do. He's worried about what Lanny can do, to the point where Kent was telling us earlier in the week, Lanny makes sounds in the starting gate. He'll be whinnying constantly, and it throws other horses off. And then there's always the concern about, could he take a right-handed turn? The fact that Lanny draws next to Exaggerator is part of the story today, and it may cause some problems in the early stages of the Belmont.
There you go. Because that, I mean, I would think that most people wouldn't even, you know, really get into the ins and outs of thinking about how much does it really impact Exaggerator to have this wild card right next to him. Because, you know, like in the Derby, you hear it a lot, too. It's like, well, it's still anybody's game because there's so many horses, and it's just kind of a wait and see. And with the distance, maybe, and you know, people just kind of dismiss stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say it's a mile-and-a-half race. They can sort themselves out for the first couple of furlongs, and you can have trouble there. But take a look at a horse like War Emblem when he had a Triple Crown on the line back in 2002. Here's a horse that relies on speed. He stumbled out of the starting gate, and his race was essentially over, even though it had a long way to go in the Belmont Stakes. So that start, that run, that first run into the turn is absolutely crucial. So if Exaggerator finds trouble, that could really hurt the odds-on favorite. Whether or not it's due to Lanny is really, really hard to predict.
Do you like Exaggerator today, though, Todd?
No, I'm taking a stand against him. bottom line for me is Exaggerator has been one of the most consistent horses of this three-year-old generation. Him and Nyquist have had a great battle, and you're right, MJP. It would have been nice to see them square off again, and they'll get a chance somewhere down the line. But the bottom line is to go three races in 5 weeks, unless you have to do it, and that's why things have changed in the Triple Crown, you don't do it. So I think Exaggerator's had perfect setups in both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. He also got an off racetrack last time out in the Preakness, and he does move up on an off racetrack. The prediction is for rain about between 1 and 4 here and maybe getting an entire inch, but it's so much different than all the other racetracks. They call Belmont Big Sandy for a reason because it dries out quickly. So I don't think rain is going to be an issue. I don't think Exaggerator is going to get the ideal setup here. So I'm definitely taking a stand against. I'm looking at a horse I liked last time out in the Preakness, who I thought would be better from post position 11 in a field 11, and that's Stradivari. Stradivari had a dreadful trip last time out, and I think today with him lining up next to the 6th Gettysburg, Gettysburg is a horse that is in there to set it up for Creator. He's essentially a rabbit. With Gettysburg lining up right next to Stradivari, Gettysburg can clear off. Stradivari can sit in the second flight with John Velasquez, and I think Stradivari gets first jump. So many of the horses in this race have the same running style. They like to launch from far back. I think it's the horse that can stalk, sit mid-pack that has the advantage. So I like Stradivari today with a stand against Exaggerator.
Any $80,000 bets perhaps going down maybe the on Stradivari again today? We'll see if they can get it this time around.
Yeah. You know, looking at the early odds, I'm really surprised at what we've seen. Exaggerator is a odds-on favorite, which is not a big surprise, but Stradivari's well up from his 5-1 morning line. And I think you're going to find some good value today. And that has been a change in the Triple Crown. It used to be you could count on prices. I think it's going to be back again today. I think we've got a beatable favorite in Exaggerator.
Follow him at Todd, T-O-D-D. TVG, not Tide TVG.
It'd be great to have a parody site at Tide TVG.
You know, so could you not be the not the Toddster?
No, I'm not. Although that, you know, speaking of great follows, because Todd Fletcher, the top trainer in the country, for those who don't know, there is a parody account of him that is actually very, very funny.
It's brilliant. I love I love following not the Toddster. It's great. So we need to have a not the Tidester. And we'll get that going. That'll be my mission for the rest of the weekend.
But now I know who's running it.
Yeah, exactly. The mystery is solved.
Todd, we always appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. Enjoy the Belmont today.
Dan and MJP, you're absolutely the best. I love Lexington to begin with, and when I'm in town, I always love catching up with you. And thanks for catching up on the road.
Thank you so much, Todd. Enjoy. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
Todd Schrupp from TVG. He's always the best. Have you seen his wrestling video?
I have not seen his wrestling video.
I know what we're doing.
But yeah, I got a feeling I'm going to see it here soon.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I wasn't aware of it till Dan showed me, but it's pretty amazing. All right, 1 hour in the books with Alex Risen from ABC 36. We'll have another hour coming up on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Fleet Doc is here for your travel season. They'll get you ready for your trip as quickly as 1 hour to install a set of tires. Full safety inspection with every oil change and affordable two- or four-wheel alignments. Visit your one-stop shop, Fleet Doc, 1031 Contract Street, Lexington.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees. And the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit ForThePeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
At Tony's Steaks and Seafood of Lexington, we're all about celebrating Father's Day. Give Dad what he deserves, a steak, seasoned and prepared to perfection, enjoyed in the company of the people he loves. June 19th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Playing golf with your dad in the morning? Bring him to Tony's for some great bar food. Tony's of Lexington. Visit TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty. Are you looking for the toughest and most powerful mower on the market? Look no further than Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower. Proudly made in the USA, Dixie Chopper offers a complete lineup of zero-turn, stand-on, and walk-behinds to fit any job and budget. Now it's time to get the mower you've been dreaming of. With 0% financing for a limited time, visit Southern States in Georgetown, your locally owned farmer co-op since 1945. Take home your new Dixie Chopper today.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Season, the Cavaliers are on the brink of elimination in the NBA Finals against the Warriors. Cleveland had a miserable second half in Game 4, outscored by 16 and a fourth quarter to forget as it fell to Golden State 108-97. There is a chance the Warriors' Draymond Green could be hearing from the league, appeared to hit an opponent below the belt a second time in as many series. LeBron James, the recipient last night, although he saw the choice of words as more of a problem.
Draymond just, you know, he said something that I don't agree with. You know, I'm all cool with the competition. I'm all fine with that, but some of the words that came out of his mouth was a little bit overboard. Being a guy with pride, a guy with three kids and a family and things of that nature, just some things just go overboard, and that's where he took it, so.
A daunting task ahead for James and the Cavaliers, down 3-1 going into Game 5 Monday in Oakland, 8 Eastern, ABC and ESPN Radio. No team has ever rallied from that deficit in the NBA Finals, and the Warriors are 50-3 at Oracle Arena this season. Houston's James Harden, Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook announced they are skipping the Rio Olympics. They join a growing list of big-name players who will not suit up for Team USA, which also includes Steph Curry, LaMarcus Aldridge, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, and John Wall. Baseball, Pirates righty Gerrit Cole left the loss to the Cardinals with tightness in his right tricep, set to be reevaluated today. Cole said he'll be fine. NFL Chargers agreed to terms on a 4-year extension with receiver Keenan Allen worth more than $44 million. Exaggerator, a 9-5 favorite for tonight's Belmont Stakes.
With a series 3-1, the Warriors look to finish the Cavs and win an NBA championship for the second straight year. Game 5 of the NBA Finals, Monday at 8 Eastern on ABC and ESPN Radio, presented by GoDaddy.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot Packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR Irons, FootJoy Shoes, gift cards, and more. And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Spring and the summer the right way at MLS Power Sports with a new Arctic Cat, Altera, Prowler, HDX, or Wildcat. Come visit MLS Power Sports in Georgetown today for the best selection. Now through June 30th, get rebates up to $3,000 and financing as low as 1.9% on a great selection of brand new non-current models. They've also got amazing deals on 2016 and 17s, including financing as low as 2.9%, along with rebates up to $500 plus a two-year warranty. That's a $1,549 value.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt and approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a driver's license and that all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Savings vary by model purchase and dealer participation. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details.
Ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. Aramark.
Aramark, a world leader in providing professional services, is now accepting applications for accounts receivable specialists, customer service representatives, and cash application specialists at their shared services center located in Lexington, Kentucky. Aramark offers excellent benefits, paid time off, and more.
Visit aramark.com/careers to learn more. Aramark. We enrich and nourish lives every day. A background check is required for these positions. Aramark is an equal opportunity employer.
The Lexington Rodeo rides in at the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull riding, mutton busting, steer wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo. Two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th, from the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Dan is on vacation with his family, so we are fortunate enough to have ABC 36's Alex Risen in all weekends and next weekend, right?
Yeah.
So that's
about
very,
that.
Yeah.
I just take it one day at a time.
Now you know. Now you know the sports guy in you comes out.
Yeah.
Well, you take one game at a time.
Just one game at a time. You know, just go out there, play real hard.
You're going to a wedding today.
I am. The Eric Lindsay.
He runs.
He used to run CoachCal.com, yeah. And now he's the sports information director over yes. at for UK men's basketball, but not for like a week and a half. You know, let's give him some reprieve. He's earned it.
Do you think he's Do you think he's talked to Cal? Like, can you not do something for a week?
Yeah, can you just not say something?
Yeah,
just don't talk.
Yeah, just chill for the next.
Because every
week.
Time you talk, it's somehow a thing.
Yeah,
I don't need anything.
You make it a thing every time.
Yeah.
Just don't make it a thing.
Can you do that for me? Can that be my present? Can that be my gift?
Do you think that conversation has happened?
I don't think so. I think it may have been just like a look.
Yeah.
Maybe just gave him like the, please, sir.
The puppy dog eyes.
Yeah.
Just 1 week.
I've been there for you, Cal, you know. help a brother out.
Please don't propose that we play the SEC tournament in Mars.
Yeah. That was funny, though. I mean, it's one of those Cal things where people think it's always serious. He's driving home a point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Ask for the world. Get like, it moved to Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, he'd probably play it in the preseason. Like, yeah, what? Yeah, sure, we'll go down there, whatever. It still doesn't matter.
Right.
That's the point that I was trying to make. So, yeah, whatever. Sure, let's go down there. It'll be a good time.
All right. We talked about this at the beginning of the show, just the magnificent way that the city of Louisville handled the Muhammad Ali funeral and memorial service yesterday. We've got Jack on the line. He wants to talk about it. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Hello, MJ. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I was fortunate enough. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I went to the procession yesterday, and my next-door neighbor and I'm 65 years old, so I was able to follow Ali's career from the get-go, really. We stood on the curb in front of his house. And
wow.
A few tears, but more just the celebration of his career and life. It was just incredible. To see the hearse was surreal. You could not imagine him in that condition or in that era, that space. And a gentleman made a comment to me. He said he was a total stranger, but we got to talking. And he said, "You know what we need to do? We need to find the gentleman who stole his bicycle and thank him."
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. For those of you who don't know, that's the story of how Ali got into boxing in the first place. Someone stole his bike.
Without the kid stealing his bike, he doesn't find Joe Martin. He doesn't learn how to fight. We don't have Ali Frazier. We don't have Ali Foreman. We don't have Ali.
I was really so moved by how much of a celebration it was yesterday. Could you feel that kind of?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It was like a rock concert. I mean, people were just, there were a lot of tears of joy. Actually, mm-hmm. I shed my tears last weekend. Just a lot of tears of joy into celebrating him. And Billy Crystal there was a reverend there. I cannot remember his name. We were listening to it on the radio coming home. He gave the best.
I think his name was Kevin Crosby.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Yes. He was phenomenal. He really was. He was really great. But I hate to think of him in the. His declining years, I'll remember him the way he was, and I'm sure that's the way the majority of people will remember him. Not the 74-year-old declining Ali, but the brash 22-year-old through age 36.
But you know what I do appreciate, because I'm, I don't remember much of Ali before he had Parkinson's.
Yeah.
But it would have been very easy for him to, knowing how he was, for him to have not dealt with that well, and known what a tough guy he was at one time and how this has taken over his, physical being.
What was it? What I found interesting, Nancy Reagan shielded Ronald Reagan from the public. Ali didn't stop.
He didn't stop.
Yeah.
And that's always been such an impressive thing to me, especially someone whose words and his physicality defined him so much. And those are the two things that Parkinson's takes away.
Yeah.
And he was still, around people all the time. And from everyone who was around him, they said he still had that wit.
Yeah.
He still had all of that about him. And I think that's what I appreciate about him so much.
One more thing. In 1976, I was living in Northern Virginia, and he was getting ready to fight a fellow by the name of Jimmy Young at the old Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. And some high school friends and I, we purchased tickets, the minimal price, really. They weren't very expensive back in that year, that era. We saw him spar 2 days before the fight. And Mary Jo, you'd appreciate this, because he was a nice-looking guy.
Nice-looking guys.
When he came into the ring, women swooned and men turned their heads as if to say, "I'm not in this class." Okay, that's all I've got for you. But I hate to see him go, but I know he loved yesterday, and I'm sure he saw it.
Yeah, I thought it was such a fitting way to send him. I don't know the appropriate words, but it's just how he would have wanted it, I think.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack. I'm so glad you got to be a part of it, and what a cool thing. Yeah. Where's the guy that stole his bike?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people he told that story to.
I stole Ali's bike. I don't know. Yeah, do you admit to that? I don't know. Is that something? Hey, the reason that guy's great is me. You take ownership of it.
Yeah, I stole his bike.
Yeah. Not a big deal, but kind of created him.
We've We've got a lot of other stuff that we can get to today. So 3-1-13-13 if you want to jump in and give us a call. Of course, the Mac Jones decommitment. There's also some other things that have gone on this week that I think are really interesting. And one of them is Shaquille O'Neal's son, Sharif O'Neal. He's in the class of 2018. He's got his list where he says UK, Duke, Michigan State. And we're talking about a kid, a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Going to be a sophomore. But he said his dad wants him to come to Kentucky.
Of course he does, because he's smart. Right? I mean,
yeah.
What kid out there doesn't have UK on a long list, the short list, the final two? I mean, Jamal Murray, after the Boston Celtics workout 2 weeks ago now, maybe it was last week. It was last week.
79 out of 100.
When he hit 79 threes. Out of 100 threes, broke Kyle Wilcher's 7,700. And then, of course, he praises Cal and Kentucky, said, I don't know why you wouldn't consider Kentucky. It prepares you for this. I mean, like, right now, I feel like I've done everything that you're asking me, you know. I'm used to the media. Cal brings out the best in his
Carl
players.
Carl Towns, I feel like, I mean, how Walking many times PR has machine. He
Clearly
he
something
about it,
yeah. is going right. So why wouldn't you be considering Kentucky?
Well, and we've talked about this a lot before. It's Cal has set it up, and I know that, you know, people don't love one and done. Some people don't anyways, and you know, Cal has said as much too, but there's a program and a system in place here that makes it work.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're Ben Simmons and you go to a place where that system is not there, it's a complete and utter disaster.
Fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
I
see
mean,
it.
Yes. Washington or California, Mississippi State, where some of these other one and done players yeah. that Cal had been recruiting, you know, chose to go to, and their apps is absolute.
Is it
disaster.
Interesting? I've always thought. Yeah, and I know that the recruiting gurus and people that do recruiting will say, you know, yeah, Kentucky actually didn't miss out on this kid, right? Or, you know, they didn't get him. Is it just plain luck then that there's always something that happens to these guys that Cal misses out on, in quotation marks? I mean, it's like he almost knows something that, you know, no one else knows until after the fact. Whether it's the kid saying University of Duke recently,
right?
Probably not the guy you want at your school. You know, I'm just saying, you know, if you can't say the name of the program you're going to,
yeah,
maybe we don't need that guy. Even if he's really good at basketball, Ben Simmons, I don't think that works, you know, with the other guys that he brought in. He was his own type of dude.
Yes.
And Cal says it, if it's not for everybody, if you don't want to be the best, basically don't come here. You know, if you think you just want to be a one-man show, this is not the place for you.
And I don't know how some people or some players, and they're young, and I get it, and you have always been a star and you want to continue to be a star.
Sure.
But the way that some of these guys at Kentucky have flourished is because they're the sixth best player on a really great team.
And
that's why he says it. That's why they end up getting drafted. Or,
and you think of even Josh Harrelson. Yeah. That guy wasn't going in the NBA.
No.
He wasn't. There was not even a sniff of, I will ever play in the NBA. In all honesty, right?
There was almost a sniff of, he's not even going to play at Kentucky.
Yeah. Like, that guy's done.
Yeah.
And he played in the NBA. Yeah, stints and this and that. People can say how long or...
Oh, but he's making money overseas.
What's Dakari Johnson doing, just playing in the D League? Yeah, well, I mean...
But Cal told him to come back. I mean, that's...
And they still joke about it, you know, even when he's visiting. It's like, hey, look who came back.
I know.
He's coming
One
back for another
late.
Year. Yeah. But Dakari's still going to improve. He's going to have a shot. You know, he's going to at least be able to contend to be in the league. Just like everybody else has had a shot. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not they've, you know, worked it on their own, that's the other part of it.
There's just so many eyes on this program.
Yeah.
That... It just gets you more looks. It just gets you more looks. So I don't know much about Sharif O'Neal as a player.
I can't, other than maybe the highlight tape that I watched when they first mentioned that he was interested.
But I mean, we're certainly everyone knows about his daddy.
Couldn't hurt to have dad around.
No. No. It couldn't hurt. Have you been watching the NBA Finals, by the way?
Yes, because I'm on after them. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Never fun. You know how that is with the NHL stuff.
And I didn't watch those games.
And you didn't watch them?
No, I would turn on something else until we went on. Like, I was not watching hockey games. I don't.
Well, I couldn't. I kind of fell asleep maybe in games 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, the 30-point blowouts. Now, last night was actually, I mean, the final score,
they
not indicative.
Basketball.
But it was actually a good game last night.
How about that?
And then the Warriors won and effectively ended the series.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I think it's done when they go to Oracle. I think it's now in 5 games. It's probably over with.
The biggest thing was when games 1 and 2, and you didn't get really anything from Steph and Clay, not superstar performances,
no,
by any means, and you were just beating them down at home, that's when you knew this thing's done. I mean, if Steph or Clay or, you know, both wake up at all.
But you know what? They were Oracle, both pretty good last night, and Cleveland was in it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, who am I? Literally no one. But I thought, we kept sitting there going, why is Kevin Love still in this game?
Yeah.
Put Richard Jefferson back in, which is so stupid to say, like, if you're going to win the championship, you got to have Richard Jefferson on the court. But
game
defensively,
three?
Kevin Love was so terrible that you had to get it. And he wasn't really giving you much offensively. So I don't know what good he was doing. But I think that's kind of when he stayed in the game way too long. And then it kind of got away from him. But at least it was very entertaining to watch 3.5 quarters last night. So we're going to take a quick break and come back here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Put it on the scroll. That is what I'm saying, and I don't care who knows it. I'm not backing off from this. I will not apologize. Women cannot throw 98 miles an hour. What you got, ladies? What you got, Monet Davis?
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free, no-obligation consultation, call 800-475-5015. That's 800-475-5015. There are a vast number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-475-5015. 800-475-5015. That's Citizens Disability. 800-475-5015.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
HelpWantedLexington.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At HelpWantedLexington.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Check to the script.
At the Botany Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Botany Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Botany Bay. 420! East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Will Smith was in Louisville yesterday as a pallbearer for Muhammad Ali. Do you know I've never seen that movie? Have you seen the Ali movie?
Oh, that he was actually portraying him?
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Is that weird?
Yeah, it's weird. I think it's weird that
we haven't seen that. I haven't seen Concussion either.
Do I
not like Will Smith?
I just, wait a minute. Do I not like?
Because I just said like, oh man, I love Will Smith, and now I'm starting to question myself.
Have you seen Wild Wild West?
Yes.
Then you do love Will Smith, because if you're going to sit through that, then you do love Will Smith.
It's the greatest movie of all time. I mean, it has everything.
It's like either that movie or After Earth. They are the two best movies.
I never saw that. See, I didn't see After Earth.
That's awful. Oh,
I don't like Will Smith. It's inherent. I've seen every Men in Black, though, so I have to like Will Smith. No, that's not bad. If you saw the first two, why would you see three? Because you're me and you made a terrible decision, right? And then you're like, hey, what's playing? Men in Black 3, I'll see that. Why? It's the same as the first two.
I like Will Smith.
I love Will Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess I'd need to go brush up on some of his...
But the one he was like Oscar nominated for, the role of a lifetime.
I'll pass.
I missed that one, yeah.
I'm not refined. I don't need your Oscar nominations. Just give me the blockbusters.
So, Alex, you have been out of the state baseball tournament the last...
Yes. 2 days.
2 days. And I'm sure it feels like 4 days.
Sometimes it feels like 4 days. Yes, it does.
They do have good food out there, usually.
Only when it's beating down. I've got, like, the farmer's tan line going from holding the camera. And you don't realize it until after you've shot, you know, two games in the morning session. You go back at night, you're like, why am I on fire?
Do they still have that good hospitality room, though?
No, you get a ticket and you eat at the concession stands.
Oh.
Which isn't bad. It's whatever.
No, it's not bad, but...
Mm. Yeah.
Kent Spencer and I used to...
Say no more. I'm sure Kent Spencer dominated a KHSAA buffet.
Oh, it was...
Even though, and I'm sure it maybe wasn't deemed a buffet, but he made it one, right?
Yes, it wasn't.
Just take what you can eat.
No.
Stupid thing to say.
You don't know what I can eat.
I'll show you Butch Cope at the time, I'm sure.
But you said you don't love the new format.
I don't like the format.
So.
Don't care for it. Why are we doing two weekends? Like, let's just play this thing out, because they started on Thursday. Play four games, 11, 130, 6, 830, just like the Boy Sweet 16 at Rupp. Mm-hmm. And so then you do the same thing on Friday. Today they do four games again for the Elite Eight. And then the semifinals, you have to... That is baseball, so it's nice to have a little time off. But you have to wait until next Friday and then Saturday, and it just seems like you're dragging this thing out for, I mean, over 2 weeks.
So, I mean, is the thought, though, that, like, you know, pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a big deal to have a pitcher.
And you're going to, and you're still playing two games, either Thursday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday.
So you have to have two guys. But.
If you don't have two guys, you probably... don't win.
But so it would always, you know, and you know, a lot of times it ended up being whoever had a third great pitcher
was really or
had a huge advantage.
Even when you had two, you remember Woodford County when Jeff Parrott had Clinton Holland and his son Logan, they had two kind of aces, and they won the thing because they could have always watched the pitch count, watch the innings. Okay, pull him because we're saving him, you know, to still have him ready for tomorrow. Maybe a guy only throws half a game, the other guy throws half a game, you're only throwing half a game, everybody's happy. But if you don't have that great second pitcher, and if you have a third, that's really nice.
Yeah. So I don't know if that put teams at
a
disadvantage, or if it, you know, was advantage teams that did develop, you know, have a few more pitchers. So I guess maybe this is the, I don't know if that's who you are, right? Yeah. I don't know. Is that the rationale behind it?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, let's give them time to rest and be able to play a second weekend. And it's not the full weekend since it is Friday and Saturday. But I just think it's weird. A state tournament, and it's taking up two Saturdays. You know, it spans more than two Saturdays. I just think it's weird.
Now, I think it's tough, especially for teams that are coming from a long ways away.
Yeah. I mean, the Caldwell County got beat last night by Scott County. Extra innings. And bottom of the eighth, Cooper Robb plays football, basketball, baseball. He's a starter all three. Sophomore, he hits the walk-off single, bases loaded. Scott County, you know, everybody in Georgetown freaking out. But Caldwell County's over here going, so what do we do now? I mean, I heard them talking about it over here by the third base dugout. It's like, do you guys want to stay? Because we've got the hotel through next weekend. So this is weird. You know,
right.
Do you want to come watch? And it's just that, like, do you want to watch it? Are we going to come back up next weekend? They're not going to stay now.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, you put, I feel like you almost put teams in weird spots. Like, yeah, I kind of want to watch the state tournament, but I'm not going to stay here. And,
so is it the semifinals, you know, mourn. Thursday or is it?
Friday.
So Friday, and then the championship game is Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
Okay.
I just, I don't know. I guess I just like it when it's in a row. And if you win, you win. I mean, teams have won. Teams have lost.
Yeah.
Teams are still going to win. Teams are still going to lose.
Everyone's in the same boat. I mean, everyone's dealing with the exact same stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But nonetheless, Scott County and West Jessamine, the two closest programs for Lexington folks to go cheer on. And West Jess is taking on my alma mater, St. X, right now. Game one at 11 o'clock.
Did you play baseball?
I did not play baseball.
You played basketball.
Me,
right?
Playing baseball would have been the most entertaining thing to watch, though. I'm pretty sure I could never hit a ball. Just gangly, 6'5", you know, biggest strike zone of all time.
But basketball, yes.
I didn't play at St. X. I played
AAU.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they steeped in tradition St. X basketball. The last time they went to Rupp Arena was Scott Padgett.
That's true.
School full of a bunch of dudes and... getting to Rupp Arena for the boys' Sweet 16 just doesn't happen very often.
Did you play football? No.
No, didn't play football. Just the AU. And then when I got dunked on by a kid in Baltimore that was 6'10", I realized my basketball career was probably over.
Yeah.
A lot of sweat on me that day, and it wasn't mine. You know what I mean? It was rough.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I could. Well, you and I would view that differently. I would it'd probably be okay for me.
It was not okay for me.
This is going in a direction it was not intended to go.
Well, you know, it's summer.
It is.
2 hour radio show.
Yeah, you know, like,
what are we doing?
Yeah, 4 hours on the week.
We're going to do two tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. It's a lot when there's nothing going on.
We'll talk about the Belmont because that's got so much going
on. You know what? There is still other stuff that we can
talk
about.
We'll call back up Todd.
So, Todd. So, Jamal Murray actually said he should be the number one pick.
Jamal Murray, let me tell you, from covering the kid, he was a hoot. I'll give you that. But sometimes you just wanted to slap him. You know what I mean? You really did. Like, Jamal, come on. What are you doing?
But could he have been born in a better time? Like, who he is as a player
is perfect.
Is the NBA today.
Yeah, it is. And he knows that, and he plays up to it. I think he's kind of adopted that. You know, because when he first, the very first time that we interviewed him at UK was the preseason media opportunity. I actually did it with Ken Spencer, and we were asking him and, you know, just questions. And he was a little, you know, laughy and, you know, joking around, having a good time. And I remember the next time we saw him at media day, which was like a couple weeks later, he was almost kind of flipped the script. Like, no more, you know, fun with the local media. Kind of toned it down a little bit and was just kind of like more serious on the questions. Like, man, what happened to you? He shut us down. And then he started doing bone arrows and everybody was happy.
I tweeted him a video of me forcing my baby to do a bone arrow. Yeah.
And
I'm a troller.
It's come full circle.
Yeah. I troll.
That's what I do.
I troll because I am.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get to a break. And 381-1313 if you want to jump in and talk about anything. It's the summertime. So now's the time. If you want to get something off your chest, now's the time to do it. Alex Risen sitting in for Dan Reefer today on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dad, I got a fish!
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Take 40% off Cabela's Tourney Trail Rods, $200 off a Traeger Liltex Pro Rods Grill, and $30 off Merrill Reflex Hikers and Mocs. Plus, spend $150 and get $25 in Cabela's bucks. Good on your next purchase. Minimum purchase required. See store for details. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale. In-store and online at Cabela's.com.
This is Bud with another reminder to call before you dig. Almost half of all homeowners will not call 811 before they dig. Failing to call can cost you thousands of dollars and result in life-threatening injuries. Find out where all the underground utility lines are located. Dial 811 at least 2 days before you dig. It's free, and it's the law. This Bud Reminder is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Here's Carrie Patterson with big news from Carpet One.
Shop Carpet One's I Love It flooring sale and save up to $500 on select floors store-wide. Plus, save up to 50% on Tigressa carpets, all with great financing options available. Visit the experts at Carpet One for tremendous savings now through June 20th during our I Love It flooring sale.
Visit Carpet One, 390 New Circle Road, or on the web at carpetonelex.com. Finance subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm just listening to the song. I love this song, actually.
Yeah. It is catchy.
Yeah. I am all about that bass.
Wait, who is this? I forgot.
Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor, that's yeah. Right. What's she doing these days? Does she have another song out?
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of songs out.
Oh, man.
And then
I never know. I know the song, and sometimes I forget. You know, it's like you don't hear Megan because they don't say on the radio a lot.
She's got that other song, like I Know You're Lying, Your Lips Are Moving.
That's right.
Song and her new one. I feel like it's the new one is My Name Is No, My Number Is No,
okay,
My Sign
I
Is
heard that.
No. Yeah, I am pretty.
So Megan Trainor.
Having a 10-year-old makes you like really hip onto the music,
right?
Of today.
Apparently.
Today's music, yeah. So I'm really...
I'm just out of touch.
Yeah.
I've heard the songs, though, so that's good.
Yeah. So I'm kind of down with everything that's going on
in
the world.
Yeah, pretty
right
much
now.
Really, really
although
hip.
I'm not... Somebody needs to explain to me, and maybe you know this, so there's all this stuff going on Twitter about Steph Curry's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So what is happening with
I
that?
I guess people think they look like an old man... Well, our buddy Kyle Tucker thinks they look like an old man's shoe. It's like a,
but
kind of reminds
like,
me of like the white Keds.
Yes, but it's like caught on. It's like an internet meme thing,
yeah.
Right?
Kyle's, what did he say? It was
like these mall walkers are fire
he,
or something
yeah, he
like
had
that.
The don't swim and, you know, after eating for 30 minutes, fours.
By the way, he's left the Courier Journal.
He has, but he's staying
in
town.
And he's joining the Atlanta Journal-Constitution runs a website. Is it SEC Country?
It is, .com.
Yeah.
A little plug there for Kyle.
Yeah, and so he is
Josh,
the internet roast of Steph Curry's new shoes. So Kyle Tucker staying, still covering UK, so that is good to hear. So I've seen these pictures of Steph's shoes everywhere and people making fun of them.
I don't see the problem. Is it weird that I don't see the problem?
No, it just means you're getting older, Alex. You're just growing up.
Yeah, I guess.
You should see the shoe collection at my house.
Do you think they look bad?
I don't know, but
I thought
like
they looked
my.
Fine.
So Sam is like a super shoe snob,
right?
And so it's.
I know colors are in, and these are not colorful.
Right. Well, he's got a pair of Stephs. He's got a pair of Currys, like the high top ones.
Okay.
But he's much more into, like, the Kyries. Loves the Kyrie shoes.
How does he have a shoe? Can I, like,
Everybody's got a shoe.
Everybody's got a shoe. See, it used to be cool. Like, when you had a shoe, you were a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, but Kyrie Irving has a shoe. Like, ugh. Like, do you want to have a shoe, too?
Like, you know? Sam loves the Kyries. We got a couple pairs of Kyries. He's got Kobe's and then LeBron's. So to me, like, the LeBron's are too much.
LeBron's rough.
They're like, they weigh, like, 10 pounds each.
It's like a work boot.
It is. It's a work boot.
I ain't trying to go to work.
There's, like, there's a picture of Urkel wearing Steph's new shoes.
See, I don't think they're that bad. Oh, Josh.
I know. He is
entertaining.
Dying.
Yeah.
He's dying over here.
I had the T-Max. Remember the T-Max? Those are sweet. And I had them low tops, because who doesn't play basketball in low top T-Max?
Right.
That was a terrible decision. Like, looking back, I was like, no wonder I rolled my ankle so much.
Right. Got dunked on by dudes from The Wire.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. When we were called Shades of Blue, it was like a bunch of scrubs from Louisville. And we came together to make, like, this one AAU team. Collectively, like, you're pretty good, so we come together and make it. And this team from Baltimore comes down and they get off a bus, and we're like, you came here in a bus? We came here together in, like, my buddy's broke down Jeep Cherokee, you know. And they've got, like, the matching bags, like, warm-up suits and everything. And I see this guy get off the bus, and I look at our coach, I was like, we're playing zone tonight, right? Because, like, look at these guys, like, the shortest players 6'3", 6'4". It's like, we can't play zone because they're just going to bust us out of it. Like, this team's amazing. So, buck up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's... And I did. I held that guy to about 32 points.
he's going to tell his grandkids about the game he played.
This one guy that I played at Hoops in Louisville was so bad. That's what he's going to, like, he's the worst basketball player I ever played. That's me. It was embarrassing. It really was. Because, like, at times you think, like, you know, I'm pretty decent. I know the game. I'm playing denial defense. But when he's 6'10" and puts his hand up.
And in most places, you're a big, tall guy.
Yeah. And I was the tallest player we had. And I just was embarrassed. It was atrocious.
Yeah. It sounds like it was rough. It sounds like he posterized you.
It was an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron had a dunk last night from out of nowhere that was pretty sweet.
He has a lot of dunks.
Yeah, he can still do that. But they, he just can't will a team on his own, can he?
No.
I thought Kyrie played well last night too, but it's just, I don't think we've ever seen a team like the Golden State Warriors.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
At getting that little orange ball in the orange rim there.
It was like 4 years ago. Are the Warriors like the most non-consequential team in the NBA?
Yeah.
Like, no one
talks about
them. Irrelevant. Ever. And it wasn't that they were the worst team, but yeah, I mean, it was just like, I'm like, where's Golden State? Like,
I didn't even know.
And now they're like the greatest team ever assembled.
I think it was game one, and no, it was the Thunder. It was the Western Conference Finals. And when Klay Thompson went off, whatever game it was that he broke the record, hit 11 threes or, I mean, it was just, you're watching going, this is unbelievable. It really, like, every time
and he shoots the ball so fast.
Yes. I mean, I've never seen somebody shoot the ball that fast, have no idea where the basket is, and it goes in every time.
And he's not even the best 3-point shooter on their team.
No.
That's what's crazy about it.
It's absurd to watch it. And then that's the difference, too, between college and the pros. When these guys are on, they're on. And it's kind of sickening. It's not even fair. It's not even fun to watch.
It actually is fun to watch.
I know.
It actually is fun.
That's exactly
to watch.
What I meant. Like, this is so good, it's bad and good at the same time. Makes perfect sense in my head.
That's what The Bachelorette is. I'm telling you. It's
exactly,
so bad, it's
yes.
good. You need to start really reevaluating things.
I watched Southern Charm, I told you that. On Bravo.
See, I'm not familiar with its work.
Get in on it. Mom loves all of the Real Housewives. She watches all of them. All of them.
So just little.
I don't know how you watch, because there's like 50. It's in every city now, isn't it?
Little known fact about me: one of the Real Housewives of Orange County was my college roommate.
What?
Yeah.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? You gonna share?
Who it was? Alexis Bellino. Mm-hmm.
Alexis.
They called her Jesus Jugs. They did.
Josh likes that one.
That was her name.
That's
that was
right.
Her nickname.
Jesus.
Yeah.
There you go.
She looked different.
She looked
by the time she was a housewife.
Did she really?
In college, yeah.
There is
there
one.
Was a few things she had.
A few,
done.
Just a few.
But sweet as can be, I loved her to death. Like,
so talk to her at all?
I've talked to her.
Facebooker.
Yeah, we did. We hey, when girl. I first saw her on The Real Housewives, because we hadn't been in touch in a long time, I had sent her a Facebook message, and she sent me one back that said, "Oh my God, you're just like Oprah." And I was like, "I don't think you understand the magnitude of Lexington Television."
Yeah, but you kind of are.
Yeah, I mean, kind of,
but
like not
a local
kind
Oprah,
of.
Right? You know what I mean?
Because of my weight struggles.
No, God.
That's like, that's where it ends. But yeah, so she, I have been in touch with her. She's no longer one of the Real Housewives.
Oh, she's not on it anymore?
No.
Was she booted? Did she tell you? Like,
well,
was she asked to leave?
I think her contract was not renewed. Ooh. I'm not really, I'm not sure the ins and outs of it.
This is deep.
Yeah. Nobody liked her husband on the show.
Oh.
And they're
still
married.
A lot of their husbands on the shows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know some probably don't want to be associated.
I mean, they're not a huge focal point. But, yeah, I can't do, I used to watch some of the Real Housewives, but now it's like.
Oh, my mom still watches every single one of them. She could
tell you.
It's like
Real Housewives of Sioux Falls.
It's yeah, not as, it, that's what I'm saying. It's everywhere. There is one, though, that comes on after Southern Charm. And the one of the intros, the lady says, "I'm not a trophy wife. I'm a lifetime achievement award." I did really like that. I thought that
was
really
good. That's a good line.
I laughed for a little while.
That's
good.
That is a good line.
I try to say that as my husband. I'm not a trophy husband. I'm a lifetime achievement award. And the wife disagrees with both of them. You are neither a trophy or a lifetime achievement award.
You guys have been married for 2 years now.
2 years, yeah.
Just had an anniversary?
Yeah, June 7th, 2014.
Did you do anything for her? Surprise? Or no?
Nothing grand.
Nope.
Nothing grand.
Yep.
Which is actually better than...
You don't want to set yourself up for having to do something grand
when I try to
year,
do things,
right?
I
really
always
fail.
You
really want to set
fail.
The bar low.
I just always fail. I'm a poor reed, apparently.
Yeah. You want to set the bar low.
Well, I think Jamie would say...
You have... You
set it successfully lower than you could imagine.
That's nice. But see, she won't be expecting, when she least expects it, you'll come out with like something kind of good, and then it'll blow her away. Exactly. It'll be like a mediocre thing.
That's what I'm holding on to.
Yeah. I'm sure she
I just
got to
think of something.
It's been 2 years. I've been racking my brain.
And
I
am
still...
over however many anniversaries, birthdays, Christmases. Failure.
Oh.
So I've really stepped it up. I do a good job with the house renovations.
Yeah,
though.
No kidding.
Managed
is that,
that,
is that
well.
Like the worst undertaking to buy a house and then fix it up? Is it?
It's not awful. You get the right people.
Did you do, were you hands-on with
I
it?
I was
like,
involved
you...
with, I was over there pretty much every day before going
Were you
in
doing some demo?
There wasn't a ton of demo, but I was carrying a few countertops out with the my buddy Rodney and Carlos.
There you go.
Alex, Rodney, and Carlos. We were like three peas in a pod.
It looks totally different, though.
That's a good time.
Like the transition from when you bought it to what it looks like now is very...
Hopefully, Jamie's not listening. There was one day where we may have accidentally wired something a little odd. And so we were plugging stuff in, and we're like, why is nothing working? We fixed it. Don't worry. But it was that moment like, man, this, everything's going on. This is weird. Wait, hey, did you write that? Did you use 14.3 or 14.2? The people at home right now are like, what are you talking about?
41, 42, whatever works. Whatever it takes. All right, we're going to take our final break here and then find out more about Alex's poor choices in birthday and anniversary celebrations.
It's going to be great.
Coming up next in our final segment of the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Your Legends are proud to host the SAL All-Star Game presented by Paul Miller Ford at Whitaker Bank Ballpark on June 21st. The festivities start June 20th with a free Thompson Square concert in downtown Lexington. Grab autographs from the All-Stars at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Get your tickets now at LexingtonLegends.com.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
Calling all military officials, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and paramedics, both active and retired. Dixie Chopper is honoring our hometown heroes by offering a $250 mail-in rebate on any new Dixie Chopper lawnmower. All Dixie Choppers are proudly made in the USA. And we want to honor our hometown heroes across the nation. Visit Southern States in Georgetown, your locally owned farmer co-op since 1945 for the best selection of Dixie Chopper mowers, Southern States.
What is Brupper? It's breakfast for supper every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. Brupper is Frisch's world famous breakfast bar from 4 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday at Frisch's.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You have wanted to play this song for like 3 weeks. This was the song that Josh came, was like, I've been thinking about songs I want to play. And what about Good Vibrations by Mark? Like, literally, that was a conversation that was had.
Mark Wahlberg, Justin Timberlake before we knew it, you know? Like, he could do everything. I mean, from Marky Mark to great acting, like, The Happening. And
yeah. There is some great acting in there. Like, The Other Guys was an amazing movie. The Fighter, he was great in The Fighter. Have you seen that?
The Fighter, he was really good.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Daddy's Home.
Yeah. Another good movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I like a lot of Marky Mark movies.
That's what I'm saying. And now it's like Justin Timberlake saw that and was like, that's what I want to be.
He also produces a lot of stuff that you like don't know that he does that's really good.
Does they still have the Wahlbergers on A&E?
I think so. And then he did Ballers on either HBO or Showtime.
Oh, okay.
With The Rock.
Yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah, that was good.
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Not
as good of a singer as Justin Timberlake,
no.
I will say. Yeah.
In another life, I would be Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I would be.
I have no qualms of saying that. I love him.
Yeah.
Pretty deeply.
He's...
He really is.
Knock him for anything.
No. Everyone wants to be you. Like, I wonder what that feels like. Everyone wants to dance like you, sing like you, look like you.
But yet he plays it so cool.
Yes.
But he doesn't seem like...
Masterful.
Yeah. It's... God. As some of the best Saturday Night Lives. The best Saturday Night Lives are when
for
he
sure.
hosts.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's him and Alec Baldwin. The two best
Baldwin, very good.
SNL hosts.
I was a fan of Steve Martin when he came back. Host.
Yeah. I guess.
He's good. MJB. Not really. I mean, Justin, Alec, and then whatever.
Yeah. And then I'm not sure who.
Doesn't really matter after that.
Yeah. It doesn't. We got Dave on the line. Let's talk NBA Finals. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Joe 304.
How are you?
Doing all right.
I'm doing great. So what do you, this thing is over, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Birdman said, they finished and they done.
Oh, goodness.
Earlier when you talk about stuff, I mean, I don't know. It's all about fashion, I guess, which to me, I don't think men should really care about what other men have on, but if they're helping him hit threes like that, he can wear some center blocks on his feet for all I care.
But is he wearing them? Is he actually wearing them in the game? He's not wearing those low top shoes in the game.
I don't know. I really don't know what he wears during the game.
See, that's a good point. Who's even looking at his shoes, right?
Well, yeah, all I see is the flick of the wrist.
Exactly.
Flick of the wrist.
Us true basketball fans are sitting here watching the form.
Be hard for anybody to beat them, man. I mean, the way they play, and if you watch the game, I mean, Cleveland in the fourth quarter, all they did was ISO on offense. I don't know if they got tired, and it's going to sound weird saying, I know LeBron got a triple-double or almost did or whatever, but, I mean, he still needs to do more. I mean, like, there's like 4 or 5 minutes where he doesn't score. I mean, in the fourth quarter, you need to demand the ball. That's just me. I demand the ball, and then when you got Steph Curry on you, if you don't cross over and go to the hole, I don't understand.
That's my whole thing. Why is he taking so many jump shots?
Yeah.
He is a physical freak, and at the very least, he's going to get fouled.
Yeah.
He doesn't. That's it right there, man. He doesn't want to go to the free throw line in the fourth quarter. He never has. He never will. He does not feel comfortable on the free throw line. When the game is close, he does not.
But I just feel like his game is not shooting long twos. And some of them went in last night. I mean, I get that, but how is he not backing down? I mean, Draymond Green, that's anyone? What Draymond Green does. Yeah. He's backing guys down.
Put him on the block. That's what I would do.
I would do it too.
Just put him on the block. I mean, I know LeBron is the coach and the president and the GM, but I would tell him, look, man, you need to go down on the block. You can still pass. You can still get your assists. But, I mean, they're daring him to shoot. Like, yeah, he might hit a couple, and they won one game when he hit a couple of jump shots. But you can live with LeBron James shooting jump shots all day. That's what you want him to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's if you force him. But you shouldn't be – LeBron shouldn't be feeding into what Golden State's forcing him to do, and he needs to be smart enough to know that's why Golden State keeps winning. he does. I mean
– McFly.
Right. Exactly. What is
– What are we doing?
So I'm all for letting them play, you know, as far as, like, not calling every foul. But them referees, that was a street ball that last night. It was no blood, no foul. I mean, they was letting them just – go out there last night.
I love street ball though. Street ball was fun. That was like that AU tournament I was talking about earlier. I felt like I was in a street ball game. I was getting mugged.
But you watch the way Golden State passes the ball and play. It's just you can't go to ISO basketball.
No.
Then on the other end, which is what the Cavs resort to every time they feel a little pressure.
Yeah, it's going to be everybody like, see how this happens. Because the East, how to do it the West, that's just plain and simple. I feel like this would have happened if it was Golden State or the Thunder. And maybe the Spurs might even beat the Cavs too, even though I know they got old and exposed. But the West is just better than the East. I mean, as right now it is.
It's true.
It's
deeper.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch any of the Muhammad Ali funeral?
Yeah. We
watched it.
It was pretty amazing. It was like an incredible celebration of life and all forms, all walks of life, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I kind of got off work and was driving home, and I didn't know it was on TV, but I heard it on the radio. But they had an 8-year-old girl that she did a speech. I don't know the exact time or whatever. I know she was 8. Man, I had to roll down the car window, act like it was. I think something might have got my eye a little bit. I don't know.
It was allergies, right?
Yeah, allergies are bad.
Yeah, outage, but we're going to play without outage.
Hey, thanks, Dave. We appreciate it, brother. We got to run. Alex will be in tomorrow as well for Dan and next weekend.
What you, we're going to talk about the Belmont tomorrow?
I mean, I'm sure we'll I'm sure
maybe a little baseball
know.
Again. Yeah, play baseball.
Some baseball. You know, we've got a few things up our sleeve. And if all else fails, then we just talk about like your wedding and your house. And
yeah,
I talk about Sam, and we're so entertaining to.
I would listen to us.
Good, because you've had to sit through this through us for 2 hours.
The chances of someone else listening. Well, we'll find out. Wait for that old ratings book to come in.
It's always the key. Like, is anyone else? And sometimes I feel like Dan and I do the show and are like just talking to each other.
Yeah.
And then we forget like, is anyone else listening? And then think
radio.
Probably not. All right. Thanks for joining us today. If you did listen, we will be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Mike and Mike.
The great George Foreman.
What made you say, I'm going to start smiling. I'm going to be as loud as I.